We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you. You'd better
think. 2014, from our New York studios, Don Lemon. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's good to hear your voice. Welcome back. Did you have to do any apologizing over the...
Nah.
A
lot of apologizing going on while I was gone.
Though. Oh, a lot of apologizing.
Oh, my goodness.
Including Melissa Harris-Perry and her eventual apology. It got me thinking about the apologies we've heard in 2013, and there were a lot of them. I'm going to take you through some. Alec Baldwin apologized to gay people after using a derogatory slur saying, words are important. I understand that. And I will choose mine with great care going forward. I want you to keep that statement in mind. I'm going to come back to it. Paula Deen apologized to black people, also for having used a derogatory slur in the past, saying, I beg you, my children, my team, my fans, my partners, I beg for your forgiveness. Mayor Rob Ford apologized to Toronto for lying about using crack cocaine. Jimmy Kimmel apologized to China for an ill-conceived comedy sketch where a six-year-old jokingly said the U.S. should, quote, kill everyone in China. Ouch. President Obama apologized to America for what fact-checkers are calling the biggest lie of the year. If you like your health care plan, you can keep your health care plan. MSNBC's Martin Bashir apologized to Sarah Palin. But it was late, it was long, it was candid and complete, yet not enough. He was gone. And Bashir's colleague, Melissa Harris-Perry, apologized to Mitt Romney for showing on TV a family photo with his adopted grandson, who happens to be black, just to poke fun at the governor and the Republican Party.
There on Governor Romney's knee is his adopted grandson, who is an African-American, adopted African-American child, Kieran Romney. Any captions for this one?
One of these things is not one of these things. Does he do the same? And that little baby, front and center, would be the one.
And that wasn't Melissa that said that.
No, it was one of her panelists who said that. There is nothing funny about that, though. The first rule of comedy is that it should be funny. It wasn't. Jay knows that. There is nothing humorous about a panel of adults on national television pointing out the otherness of a baby in relation to the members of his family, especially a little black baby. April Dinwiddie, who is biracial and was adopted by a white family, wrote on CNN.com, the exchange was a cold reminder to us of just how easy it is to flippantly do harm, and also of the dearth of understanding and sensitivity surrounding race and adoption. You can read her article for more details. But she makes my point for me. And now so does Alec Baldwin. In his apology, he said, words are important. I understand that and will choose mine with great care going forward. That's good advice to Melissa Harris-Perry and her colleagues at MSNBC and to all of us. We should all choose our words very carefully, exactly the way Melissa Harris-Perry did in her apology. Her words, I am sorry, without reservation or qualification, I apologize to the Romney family. She got it right. And it takes a big person to do that. None of us is perfect. We will all make mistakes in the new year. So perhaps one of our resolutions should be to learn from Ms. Harris-Perry, the art of the apology.
So we're going to have Ruben Studdard.
And I'm sorry for
songs.
That commentary. No, I'm kidding.
We got Ruben Studdard playing now. I'm sorry, 2014. He's got a new song. Wow.
Yeah. Tom?
Yeah.
What'd you think? You can't do nothing no more.
You know, it has gotten tough.
It is.
Everybody weighs everything you say, whether mm-hmm. It wasn't funny.
But who among us?
That's what I said. There, but for the grace of God.
It was kind of funny, though. It was real funny, but not kind of funny. But
well, it was a kid. Remember that as a baby.
Okay.